In preparing for cold weather, you'd probably gather ice scrapers, gloves, a nice warm hat, sidewalk salt, and chicken noodle soup. But it seems the tissues and cough drops should be on the list, too. With cold weather comes flu season. But why is that? And can we avoid the flu? Registered nurse Anne Marie Pettis, Director of Infection Prevention for the University of Rochester Medical Center, says winter is flu season, partly because of cold weather keeping us indoors in uncirculated air close to people who might be sick. But Pettis also says that scientists believe that the flu virus loves winter weather.
The flu virus actually travels more easily when the humidity is low and the temperature is low. So if it gets past like the high 40s, it doesn't transmit very effectively. Whereas if you get down into the 20s, 30s, and low 40s, it likes it a lot, and it seems to be able to travel from person to person more readily.
So is there any truth to it then when mom says you got sick because you caught a chill because you weren't dressed warmly against the cold?
It's not because you've gotten chilled. It has to do with the flu virus itself.
So what advice does nurse Anne Marie Pettis give for avoiding flu this winter? Avoid close contact with people who appear to be sick. And clean your hands, either with soap and water or an alcohol-based hand disinfectant.
Having your hand rub handy if you're at work and the person in the station next to you is, you know, coughing and hacking all over.
And she says during flu season, it just makes sense to avoid big get-togethers. But does that mean we should forego the family Christmas dinner?
I know that sounds cruel, sort of like bah humbug, but what we find is that after the holidays, that's when flu season really spikes because everybody is congregating and socializing. So I'm not saying we shouldn't hug or shake hands. I'm just saying if somebody is visibly not looking very good, looking under the weather, you might want to avoid the hug.
And what about those folks who come to the Christmas party sick or think they're being a trooper by turning up at the office when they should have stayed in bed? Anne Marie Pettis, Director of Infection Prevention for the University of Rochester Medical Center, says it's called presenteeism, being there no matter what, and that it's not a good thing.
Healthcare providers are notorious for that. You know, we tend to think, oh my gosh, if I don't show up, you know, who's going to take care of the patients? And so we drag ourselves in when we're not feeling well, and unfortunately we represent a significant risk. And that's true of, you know, anybody, whether we send our children to school when they're sick, we probably should not do that. So I think the whole idea of, you know, if you're sick, if you've got a fever, you really shouldn't be going to work or church or where people are going to be congregated in close settings.
Stay home when you're sick. That's practical advice. And so is covering your mouth when you cough, but not with your hand, with your sleeve.
Ideally, if you've got a tissue, that's great. But 9 times out of 10, you don't have that tissue handy. So instead, using your arm or your sleeve is a much better way to cover your cough than to use your hand.
If you do cough into your hand, clean it, again, with soap and water or your alcohol hand rub. Of course, the Center for Disease Control recommends that the best way to avoid the flu is by getting a flu vaccination, which you can get any time after they become available in the late summer.
Typically, most people get it before the holidays. However, having said that, it's never too late to get the flu shot. And so if the holidays come and go and you still haven't gotten it, don't think to yourself it's too late, because it isn't. We certainly have seen flu seasons that have gone well into May before, and it takes about 2 weeks once you get your flu shot to develop your antibody. So again, if you can get it early fall, great. But it's not too late to continue doing it well into the winter months.
Some people refuse to get a flu vaccination, believing that the flu shot gave them the flu in the past. Nurse Anne Marie Pettis, Director of Infection Prevention for the University of Rochester Medical Center, says that's just not possible.
It is not true that you can get the flu from a flu shot. Basically, the reason is because it's killed or inactivated, would be another way to say it. So there's nothing alive in the flu shot. Now, there is a nasal application for flu vaccine, and that's called FluMist. But even that is engineered to get rid of any of the parts of the flu virus that would be infectious. So no, this myth seems to continue but is not accurate. The problem and the reason why it's so hard to convince people is that, if you think about it, the very time we're getting vaccinated with the flu shots typically are the same times when there's a variety of other things circulating, like the common cold. You know, there's like hundreds of different cold viruses that circulate during the same period of time. There's things like respiratory syncytial virus, or called RSV. There's pertussis. There's so many things. And so inevitably, timing could be that, you know, you got your flu shot, and now within a day or two, you're coming down with it, something else. And it's not the flu, but you were going to come down with that anyways because you've been exposed right before you got your flu shot. So because they're in juxtaposition with one another, people blame it on the flu shot.
And so in review, Nurse Anne Marie Pettis says, get your flu shot. Keep your hands clean. Cover your cough with a sleeve or tissue. And stay home if you're sick. It may be flu season, but we can get through it unscathed. For KCNP, I'm Tisha Agee.